Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix, a Netflix original series. In the gym, Shay rolls a cart of volleyballs in her uniform. Frankie approaches holding a box of sports drinks.
Need an assist, co-captain?
What are you doing here? I thought you were going to quit.
Frankie Hollingsworth does not run away from her problems.
Shay rolls her eyes.
What?
We're just gotten around. No one will play us unless the person responsible for the banner quits the team.
But we play Mississauga tomorrow.
Not since Northern Tech's captain told every team that someone at Degrassi drew her as a gorilla.
But if I quit, I'm admitting Degrassi was racist, and we're not, because it was a harmless prank.
I still hurt a lot of people's feelings.
Okay, well, that wasn't my intention. This isn't my fault.
Franks, I don't want you to have to quit, but I don't know another way out of this.
I do.
The sports drinks have labels that read, hashtag let's talk race.
I'm throwing a friendly diversity mixer after school. And I've invited Northern Tech.
Hashtag let's talk race?
Just a chill discussion to fix things. Then we can go on and win the championship like we all want. You still want that, right?
Of course I do. It's been our dream forever, but
come on, just help me out with this. I just want to get everyone together so we can talk.
Frankie holds out a bottle to Shay, who takes it.
Okay. But I think we're gonna need more than just a chill discussion.
Shay wrinkles her brow.
Thank you.
Frankie hugs Shay. Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, I know I can make it through. Words appear, hashtag check your privilege. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Amir Bagheria, Soma Bhatia, Jamie Block, Raya Downs, Anna Golia. In app class, Yael presents to the group. Vijay and Baz sit in front.
High School Secrets is a support group in your pocket. Users can anonymously post their secrets and questions free from judgment. If you empathize or agree with the secret, you just click Me Too, and it goes to the top of your list. This is all about building the Degrassi community.
Thank you, Ms. Brown.
Beat that.
Sorry, what? I just slept through the most boring presentation ever.
Let one girl into app class and now it's all flowers and unicorns.
And next up is Baz and VJ's app, Brown Cloud. Okay.
Baz and Vijay stand up.
Has this ever happened to you?
Vijay walks while typing on his phone.
That wasn't me, I swear.
Well, it's gonna happen a lot more now with Brown Cloud, the app that lets you sneak attack your friends' phones with farts.
You can send one fart a day to anyone on your friends list, and they can do the same.
Very juvenile.
Thanks.
The app with the most downloads at the end of the week gets an A and two passes to App Fair, where you'll get a chance to develop your app with professionals.
Yael stands and grabs her bag.
Hey, my app's boring. Your UI is open source JPEGs that you got from MP3s off the web. It's shovelware.
As if we recorded all 50 farts ourselves in lossless FLAC files.
How does it feel to be responsible for the decline of civilization?
People don't care about your gushy stuff. They just want to laugh.
And nothing makes people laugh more than farts. How about a friendly wager? The app with the most downloads by the end of the week wins.
Stakes?
If I win, you owe me a date.
Sure, and if I win, you give me $1 million that I'll donate to fair trade initiatives.
Wow, you even make gambling lame.
In another class, a fake baby in a pink outfit drops onto the ground.
Careful! Just like real babies, these robots need to be cared for.
Winston picks up the baby, Mr. Mitchell beside him.
Just like that. Good job, boys.
Tristan and Miles look at their baby.
Aw, aren't you two the cutest?
I'll get a diaper bag.
Zoe holds her phone.
Hashtag BFs of the year.
Oh, you can't post that.
Chill, it's your good side.
Okay, first off, I don't have a bad side. Second, you can't say boyfriend.
You guys still haven't had the talk?
I told you, love is about sparks, not technicalities.
Right, but you need to know where he stands.
I don't want to pressure him.
If you're so terrified that any amount of pressure will push him away, how good a team can you really be? I'm just trying to protect you from another crappy ending with Miles.
Well, I don't need protecting. Label or not, Miles and I are the best we've ever been.
Zoe raises her eyebrows. Miles comes over and smiles at the fake infant in Tristan's arms. At school, Jonah works on his laptop. A hand caresses his shoulder. He looks over to see Frankie smiling at him.
Would you mind if I put your expert lips to use?
I reluctantly accept this mission.
Great, because I really need someone to help me blow up these balloons for the diversity mixer.
We're gonna burst stereotypes.
She dumps balloons on the table.
You're gonna solve racism with balloons.
Why didn't Martin Luther King think of that?
Don't tease. I'm trying my best.
I know, but Frankie, racism runs deep. Okay, it's like a massive tumor, and this balloon game is applying sunscreen. It's a really good idea, but it will also have zero effect on the tumor.
Okay, so what do I do?
Apologize, quit, and move on.
If I quit, I admit the drawing, and therefore I am racist. Just don't get why race is such a big deal.
Well, try explaining that to people who've experienced generation after generation of systemic oppression.
I know. It's stupid.
Okay, perfect. Just go in there and say, I'm Frankie Hollingsworth, and I think racial inequality is stupid.
Okay, bottom line, no one should be treated differently because aren't we all basically the same?
Well, sorry to pop your balloon, but isn't that a little bit idealistic?
She perks up.
You can keep the balloons. I've got a way better idea.
In the hall, Tristan wears the baby in a carrier as he walks up to Miles at his locker.
Hey, Daddy.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and shut that down right now.
Oh, come on. I love me a hot dad. So you and MJ are gonna look so cute together.
Tristan unclips the carrier.
Miles Jr.? Duh.
Really? With the attention it needs, I'd say it's more of a Tristan Jr.
Well, if you think he's gonna be too much trouble, I can come over after school tonight and help.
Yeah, if you don't mind watching me study for my biology exam.
Well, MJ and I can test you. Our little prodigy needs his practice if he's gonna get into Harvard on a full scholarship.
Miles frowns at the baby Tristan passed to him.
You know what? I can take him for tonight.
You sure?
Totally. That way you can just focus on your biology exam without any pressure.
Okay, thanks.
Tristan takes the baby back, and Miles walks past, giving him a pat on the shoulder. At the mental health facility, Hunter sits with Yael in the visiting area.
Thanks for these comics. And thanks for visiting. Reading the same dumb gossip magazines every day was driving me insane.
She stares at her phone.
Get it? Insane. Hello?
Baz and BJ's fart app is getting way more downloads than mine.
Those clowns are Winklevi compared to your Zuckerbergian skills.
Yeah, but if I lose, I have to go on a date with Baz.
We must crush them.
How? They already have 80 downloads, and I have 2. Me and Miss Grell.
Something I learned in group therapy is that not everyone thinks the same as me. Lots of people are into really stupid stuff. Like it or not, scandal sells. Maybe you should give the masses what they want.
I won't turn high school secrets into a dumb gossip app.
Bottom line, your app deserves to win.
I know it does. Being a girl in tech sucks. There are basically no women running companies in Silicon Valley.
There will be once you're there.
Thanks. But if I lose, it just proves that boys are better than girls. They already don't take me seriously.
Then make them.
And compromise the whole reason why I made this app?
Look, I gotta get to group therapy.
He stands up.
But you gotta be ruthless. Do you think billionaire CEOs got to the top by following their ideals?
Yael watches Hunter walk off. Once he's gone, she pulls his gossip magazine toward her. The headline reads, "Is a certain Hollywood husband cheating on his wife?" Yael opens her app and types.
I think a certain grade 11 boy is cheating on his girlfriend.
In the gym, Frankie stands before a group of girls that includes members of the Degrassi and Northern Tech volleyball teams.
Thanks for coming, everyone. Okay. Race is defined as a category of humankind that shares certain distinctive physical traits. So basically, we're being told that race is what makes us different.
Shay holds bottles of sports drinks.
Now, who here has blood type A?
A few girls raise their hands.
Great. Everyone with blood type A, please gather by the A sign. Types B, A, B, and O over there. Now look at your group. We're all categorized by blood type, but do any of us look the same?
Lola shakes her head.
No, because physical aspects of our blood type are as meaningless as physical aspects of our skin color. It's like race doesn't matter.
Oh my gosh, you're a genius.
Race doesn't matter? Yeah. I mean, no, it doesn't, which is why we should put all this banner business behind us. Right, Jay?
My race matters to me. It's what I live every day.
Let me finish, please. I really think we can work this out. Did I make a mistake? Sure. But don't we all make mistakes?
So you're the one who drew that racist picture of me.
Northern Tech Captain Kara.
Yeah. I drew you as a gorilla, but We all evolved from monkeys, so when you think about it, we're family. What does any of that have to do with your racist drawing?
Maybe she's getting to it.
Look, the next time we have a game, you can bring a big dumb drawing of me, and then we'll be even. Can we please just let it go?
Let it go? That drawing was racist.
But I didn't mean it like that.
So what? Do you have any idea what it felt like seeing that hanging from my own school? No, of course she doesn't.
I am so sick of being made out to be the villain. You guys pranked us first. We were just getting back at you.
By being racist?
Frankie stares at her, then shakes her head.
Never mind. I think we're done here.
I think one of us is done.
Frankie walks off the stage and through the group. In a classroom, Vijay and Yael stand across from each other.
And he totally made out with two guys in one day in the student council office.
She types.
I heard the student council office has been used for loads of presidential business, if you know what I mean.
She hits post.
Great. Any more blind items?
Well, apparently a certain candy-colored airhead has quite the oomph chat reputation.
Were you so disgusted with the idea of going on a date with me you had to cheat?
Excuse me, I have huge issues with the second part of that statement.
You tampered with the download log.
I did what now?
Don't expect us to believe your download count jumped 4 digits overnight all on its own.
What?
Yael opens her laptop and checks the download log.
This is amazing.
And you, traitor. You're helping her populate her app.
Oops.
So much for your altruistic Save the World app. You've turned it into Degrassi TMZ.
This is for the greater good. And once it gets going, people are going to use it how they're meant to.
They absolutely will not. Have you met people?
She looks at her phone.
Whatever. At least it's better than this stupid fart app.
Oh, listen to this. I think I saw Miss Girl's denim on denim on denim look in my nightmare last night. Me too, girl. Me too.
Stop! You're helping the enemy.
Gossip is my Achilles heel. You know that.
Well, congratulations. You are now contributing to the moral degradation of our society.
Aw, somebody's a sore loser.
In the student council office, Tristan leads a meeting while holding his fake baby.
Hey, this homecoming gala is gonna put all other Degrassi events to shame. Winston, your first draft of the variety show script?
Was emailed to you 3 days ago.
Tristan looks at a laptop.
Right. Sorry, I was up all night with this guy.
You had the baby all night and all today? What about Miles?
Tristan looks at Winston.
He had a thing.
Sure he did. Classic Miles.
What's that supposed to mean?
You've met him. He's not that big on commitments or responsibility. Maybe we should do this later?
No, I'm good.
He takes out his phone.
Oh, okay, I just got the confirmation from the rental company for the sound system, so we're all set.
Look at you juggling family and career like a badass single mom. Apparently you can have it all.
I'm not a single parent.
Right. And I guess Miles is just one of those old-school 1950s dads. Whereas I am a fully engaged modern co-parent.
Tristan scowls.
Zoe has the baby.
Oh, I already told you he's busy.
Too busy to do his half of the assignment?
It's not a big deal. He just needed me to pick up the slack today. Let's move on. What do we got so far for raffle prizes?
Outside school at picnic tables, Goldie, Lola, and Shay eat lunch. Frankie storms over.
Hey, can I request an alternate pair of volleyball shorts in a more flattering color?
Ask Shay. She wants to be the sole captain anyway.
Excuse me?
You should have backed me up at the mixer.
Hey, what? I'm supposed to be able to calm them down because I'm black?
No, it's just... Okay, I tried doing a good thing. Maybe they hate me because I'm white, like reverse racism.
Wait, that's a thing?
Yes, white people are so oppressed.
No, Lola, reverse racism is not a thing, but white privilege is.
What, so because I'm white, things come easy for me?
No, it's just you've never had to deal with microaggression, like people always asking if you have an arranged marriage.
Wait, do you?
Case in point.
Okay, so because I'm white, I'm evil. Got it.
You just can't possibly know what it's like to live with a legacy of prejudice against you.
Okay, I tried apologizing and they wouldn't listen to me.
You just kept cutting them off and defending yourself.
Because I was being attacked.
Look, there's still time to fix things with Northern Tech so that they'll call off the citywide Degrassi boycott before tonight's game.
Good luck with that. Frankie Hollingsworth is a racist, rich, basic...
Lola reads from her phone.
And then something that rhymes with rich.
What? Who said that?
I don't know. It's anonymous. It's that Yale Girls High School Secrets app.
Frankie stands.
What? Enough is enough.
She stomps off.
Wait, where did we land on the shorts?
In the hall, Yael talks to Hunter on speakerphone.
Thanks for your advice. I am totally crushing Baz on the download front.
So you don't have to go on that date anymore. Awesome.
I wonder how much Google's gonna pay me for my work of art.
Yael, I need to talk to you.
Hey, what's up?
Frankie sits down.
You need to take down your app.
People are using it to slander me with impunity.
Frankie?
Yeah. Oh. Hi, Hunter. Want to know what the high school secret about me is? Frankie Hollingsworth is the pres of the Degrassi KKK.
Wow.
Yeah, which is why Yael needs to shut down her app now.
But that's my masterpiece. Real-time updates, intuitive UI.
I don't know what that is, and I don't care.
It's not the app's fault that people are saying those things about you. Everybody's got a different way of seeing things.
So what am I supposed to do?
Change their opinion?
I've already done everything I can. No one's listening to me.
Maybe you should listen to them.
Thanks for your help in this matter.
Bye, brother.
Yael watches her walk off, then turns back to her phone, eyes downcast.
Your sister's really mad at me.
That does sound pretty awful. Maybe this gossip stuff was a bad idea.
But nobody wanted it when I was doing it my way.
It's bad enough that everyone writes me off as the girl. If I want to succeed, I have to do it by any means necessary. Right?
I don't know. This is a hard one.
On the basketball courts outside school, Miles plays with a group of guys. Half are shirtless. Tristan walks over with the baby.
Miles, can we talk, please?
Kind of in the middle of a game.
Okay, I can't do this by myself, all right? I'm sorry if it's too much pressure or whatever, but I'm not asking you to marry me. I'm asking for a little help with this stupid project.
Okay, I'm gonna need you to unpack some of that, all right?
He goes back to the game.
You're so skittish. Is this just you gearing up to screw me over again? Because if so, maybe we should just call it off now.
What are you talking about? It's just a dumb toy.
This is not just a dumb toy. It's a symbol of our relationship.
As they stand off to the side, Tristan drops the baby. He bends to pick it up and rocks it in his arms.
Look, I just wanted to prove that you weren't going to do that thing that you always do, but maybe that was stupid because maybe that's just the way you are.
Okay. Okay, I'll take the baby.
Miles grabs the baby.
Okay, but you can't just throw it away when you get bored. This is worth like 20% of our grade.
Yeah.
He pats Tristan on the shoulder, and Tristan passes him the diaper bag. At the Dot Cafe, Frankie comes in and sits at a table with frowning members of the Northern Tech team. One girl films Frankie with her phone.
It was brought to my attention that I didn't let you talk yesterday. When I feel passionately about something, I'm kind of a bulldozer.
Frankie smiles and fidgets. She eyes the recording phone.
I just want to say I'm sorry.
You're sorry we want you to step down? Or are you sorry for trying to explain race to us?
I just wanted to show everyone that I'm not racist. It's not who I am, and I really hate the idea of people seeing me that way. I only drew the gorilla because your school is called the zoo.
People call us that because we're a poor crime-ridden area. They're calling us animals.
I didn't know that, and it's not how I meant it, so I'm clearly not racist, right? I hate to cut this short, but I've got a game. Can you please just tell everyone that I understand now? I really didn't mean to hurt anyone's feelings, and I'm really sorry you felt offended. I have to run, but I'll cover the coffees.
They stare as Frankie puts money on the table.
Thanks for listening. I think we finally understand each other.
After she exits the cafe, Frankie puts her phone in her bag and smiles. In class, Mr. Mitchell talks to students. Miles pulls the shirt down on the fake baby, and Tristan walks over to him.
How's our bouncing baby boy?
You know, I think it's actually a girl. Just the energy she gives off.
Impressive.
Oh, there are YouTube videos for everything.
Winston and Zoe walk up.
Just to let you know, our baby Kale got an A-. Zoe and I make an excellent couple. Don't you agree, beautiful?
In your dreams, you're at best a passable nanny.
Tristan and Miles.
All set, MJ.
Good job, you two. You got an A.
Tristan stares after Mr. Mitchell.
Oh.
He turns to Miles.
Okay. That's amazing. Your one afternoon with MJ compensated for the I dropped the baby incident?
In truth, MJ was totally busted, so I paid Hunter a visit. As it turns out, these things do have a reset button.
I'm sorry. I just get paranoid about screwing things up with you. And I don't want to put on too much, like, pressure or whatever.
Is that what all that talk about the future was?
Tristan looks away.
Look, I know I'm not the best at planning, but I'm not going anywhere.
You're not?
No. I worry about messing up our relationship too, you know.
We're in a relationship?
Well, I hope so. I mean, are we?
Sounds good to me.
They smile at each other, and Miles puts his arm around Tristan, pulling him close. Zoe comes over and looks at them. Miles pulls away, picks up his bag, and walks out. Tristan turns to Zoe.
See, nothing to worry about. Miles and I are adorable and now totally official.
Congratulations. I'm happy for you. Really.
Well, you just need to find yourself a nice girl and we can go on a double date.
Why would I do that? I'm not gay.
I love you, Zoe, but you're a terrible liar.
In app class, the teacher checks her tablet.
Okay, let's check the download log. And the winner of two tickets to App Fair is VJ and Baz Brown Cloud.
What?
I'm as surprised as you are.
She hands them the tickets. Yael claps.
Winner selfie.
VJ takes a selfie with Baz. Yael stands by their table.
But your app was crushing it.
I know it was, but I took it down.
Why would you do that?
Because people are the worst, but it doesn't mean I have to join them in the oozing pits of moral iniquity.
What?
Long story short, I made some compromises that made me question my integrity, and winning like that just wouldn't be winning at all.
But that was a once-in-a-lifetime idea. What about your charities?
I have other ideas.
You do? Brown Cloud was totally our only one.
Yeah. Like an app that scans product barcodes to tell you how ethically it was made, or a GPS module to put in kids' shoes to track them if they get lost.
That one's awesome.
If you ever need anyone to work for you, we're available for hire.
She smiles, then looks at Baz.
I guess I owe you a date.
Let's sync our calendar, shall we?
Yael rolls her eyes and takes out her phone. She looks down at it.
Ah.
Clever.
Outside school, the volleyball team waits by a bus. Frankie strolls over with a smile.
All right, who's ready to crush Mississauga?
That depends. Kara's Twitter, did you actually say I'm sorry you felt offended?
Yeah, I apologized.
That's not an apology.
What? I said I was sorry they were hurt by the drawing.
I'm sorry you felt offended is like shooting someone in the leg and saying I'm sorry you're getting blood all over your pants.
I'm not the problem. They're the ones who are being unreasonable. It's those people.
Shay's brow furrows.
Those people? I used to think that you were a good person who accidentally made a mistake. But everyone's right. You're straight up racist.
I am not a racist. And I'm not quitting.
Have it your way. Anyone who wants Frankie to stay on the team, speak up now.
Frankie turns to her teammates, who avert their gazes and get on the bus. With her jaw set, she looks at Shay.
Seriously?
It's all about the team, right?
Wait, listen, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Shay climbs onto the bus, and the doors close behind her. Frankie purses her lips and watches as the bus drives out of the parking lot, leaving her behind. Opening credits continue. Aaron Kassam, Andre Kim, Lyle Latow, Spencer McPherson. Eric Osborne, Dante Scott, Sarah Weisglass. Written by Cole Bastedo, directed by Phil Earnshaw. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated, used under license. Copyright 2016 Epitome Screen Productions Incorporated. All rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read, DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.